Good morning, everybody, friends and foes, foes and more. What's going on? Man, it is a hell of a morning. I don't know. Usually I get my stuff together and I'm doing whatever. Man, not today so much. I don't even have my... I'm trying to get all my stuff together here. How's everybody doing? What's going on?
I got it to sell.
And as always,
now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
I'm just saying. Now, it's not that I think that personally. It's just how it usually goes. But, hey, Lincoln, everybody say hi to Lincoln. He's here to push the A. Thank you, Lincoln. So, yeah, if you don't know Lincoln, he's my dogonaut from my – I've got an astronomy podcast. He's my dogonaut, man. He actually wrecked our UFO the other day, and it's been a couple months now. And he hasn't fixed it. He promised, but he would. Usually we're cruising around the galaxy trying to find whatever there are things of nature, you know. And yeah, that's pretty much how that one goes. Usually jamming out to stuff. Oh, boy. Lincoln, come on, man.
What are you doing, boy?
I can't find it.
It's not that I don't believe him. It's that I just, you know how. Anyway, say hi to Lincoln. I've actually got, he goes up and takes selfies of himself. I've actually got pictures. I'll have to post it on here. He takes these, Lincoln, is that you? He actually takes these selfies of himself in a spacesuit. Hey, I'll post it on here for everybody. I tell him all the time, man. What is wrong with you, boy? I love my doggy. Say hey. Hi, what's up back there? I see you. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey. I wasn't asking for that twice. So kind. So kind you are. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, man. It's not funny. So. What's everybody doing? What's going on? Yeah, always, as always. Everybody, check out my crowdfunded page. I'm trying to get all this set up, you know, right? I love doing these podcasts. I love it. As always, I love it when people call in and tell me your awesome stories about – now, okay. I'm like in the, 47s, sixes or something like that, born in 77. Okay. Now, when I was little, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have, cameras on every corner, you know, every front door with a ring, you know, cameras are everywhere. So, and YouTube and the internet, all that. I mean, that none of it was, you know, there.
None of it all. It was gone. It was just.
Actually, if I would have told you
that we had a phone in our back pocket, I promise you, I would have told you.
Oh, we don't cuss on here.
Anyway, my point being, man, it amazed, if you guys watch YouTube, have you guys seen all the insanely crazy, now I know that people are great at making, you know, videos, faking them and all that stuff, and I cannot stand people to get online and say that shit is true when it's not true. I told my mom I wouldn't cuss on here, so I'm not. But there are so many creepy ass videos on YouTube. And I'm not saying that I don't believe them or that I don't think the people bullshit about it. But they do. But not all of it could be BS. Aliens. Now, the one thing I have the problem I have about aliens, just in case anybody wants to know. Man, okay. if there was a star even 70 light years from us, right? Now, a light year is 186,000 miles per second, and give some, per second, per one of our years, right? Okay. It's going 186,000 miles a second for one of our years, right? Well, if there's a alien civilization 75 years, light years from Earth, right? Oh, which actually, I mean, anyway, let me finish this. And they're looking at us. They're just now seeing World War II ending or, you know, going on. So, now that goes into a whole other realm of dimensional jumping portals and stuff like that, which I don't not believe. If I believe in it, honestly, I don't, just because I'm not that naively stupid to think just because we can't see something, it's not there. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of it, I was watching this thing the other day, and there's a guy, well, it's actually a couple people, even like credible scientists that have got people convinced that we're in a simulation, right? The whole simulation. That is not just a theory anymore. Oh, what's up, Lincoln? Did you want to? Oh, you want to jam out to that, Linky? I would have told you. This is what Lincoln likes to listen to when we're flying around in the UFO. Oh yeah, he's a little bit of one of those pimp daddies, you know. Oh, you don't like to tell. He's embarrassed. Oh, why are you mad? What are you growling about, Lincoln? Oh. Lincoln, tell everybody about it. Come here. Come here. Tell everybody about it. Come here. Where are you going? Oh. He's a little embarrassed. It's okay, Lincoln. Now listen to Pimp Daddy music. Hey. The ladies love it. You can't chew on. Oh, boy. And it's a pink house shoe. I don't think that, you know, house will look like that. So, anyway. So if an alien species is watching us some 75 light years away, they're just seeing us. Lincoln, can we turn that? Thank you. thank you, Lincoln. He is such a. I'm out of pen. I got it. Okay, he took another selfie of himself. Yeah, this was right before he wrecked the UFO. Yeah, I'm gonna post it on here. He took a picture, a selfie, like I wouldn't see it on Facebook or something. And when we went back to get, he just acted like, he's like, what'd you do? You know, yeah, he pulled that card. So we've yet to fix that. But this is the picture he took. I'm posting it right now. He took a selfie of himself. Here it is. There it is right there. That's Lincoln. Took a selfie of himself, and he wasn't going to say anything about wrecking the UFO, but that was a little fucker. When he wrecked it, we were jamming out. Right about that time is when he wrecked. And I get it. Sepultura, jamming ass band. I do. I dig him. Dig him, dig him, dig him. I'm a drummer. I played in different bands and stuff. And man, we used to cover that a lot. That's up just for, you know, what do they call it, right? Anyway, so with the world of all the cameras and all these, and man, the internet and all that crazy fun, you know, ring. There's some pretty crazy videos, and all these new cryptid things, and the whole alien thing. There's not one thing I don't believe in, right? I mean, I really, it's just like I said, how could you be so naive to think that things don't exist, just because we can't see them? But some of them, I'm oh shit. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was not what I was. Okay. Now, this one, Goatman. Has anybody heard of this one? Now, the cryptomania, the world of, welcome to the eerie world of the Goatman. I mean,
the Goatman. This is a new one, but it's not new. It's actually
really old.
But I've, I don't know, everybody else familiar with this one? And as you all know, Old Hunter is a bit of a cryptid fanatic, you know? I mean, it's been my mission in my whole life to drag these poor, oftentimes scary creatures into my fictional world of mayhem and murder, which is where I, you know, and into my, I have this astronomy podcast that you get all your best astronomy news. I swear to God, I'm just kidding. It's not the best. It's actually pretty, yeah, check it out, though. It's to no avail. And to no avail, John Reed podcast. Oh, I was, okay, so listen, I was, check this out. I'm always watching things about, you know, I love space. But they have found a, man, this is super cool. They found a signal coming from space. That has been going on, and it's you know, SETI, search for intelligent, you know, extratestical being, or just terrestrial. What has two balls and comes from outer space?
E.T. the extratestical. Just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, not kind of, but, so, they found a signal, I think since 1988, and it's goes for 22 seconds, and man, pretty cool. If you follow that, if you know what I'm talking about, man, I think I've got to pay for my monthly whatever for my astronomy stuff. I've got a bunch of I love my astronomy podcast. I need to get it going again. Recently, lost my day job of like 30 years. So I'm really pushing for this podcasting. If anybody wants to help, man, I would love you guys. I love you guys. I love doing this. Like, I really do. And no matter what, I have a blast doing these podcasts. And everybody on Podbean, if anybody knows the Podbean, circle, Caps and everybody on, it's super, super great, dude. Hilarious. Actually, Caps, if you're around, man, hit me up. I don't think you know about this. No, you do. He lets me post my new shows or whatever on his, and I'm probably driving everybody crazy with the whole, disc clip, whatever. I don't know how to use it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I think I piss everybody off trying to, use this, what is this app called? Discord? Yeah. I hate to be the one to admit that I'm an idiot with the Discord thing. And it's not because I don't, you know what, it's exactly because I don't know what I'm doing. And, but anyway, going way off course, but I love my astronomy podcast, but I try not to get into the whole conspiracy alien thing. Yes, I do. I say that I don't, but I do. It's pretty crazy. So I was saying, if there's an alien civilization 75 light years from us, right? Like I was saying, a light year is light travels a speed of 186,000 miles per second, right? Well, a light year is 186,000 miles a second per one of our years. It's a lot of miles in even 5 minutes. So if there's an alien civilization 75 light years from Earth, which is not far in terms of galactic conversation, they're just now seeing in real time probably Japan getting bombed with the nuclear. Yeah, I really. So, I'm not sure. It's not that I do believe. I totally believe in aliens. I mean, I know that we're not the only species that, you know. But of course, I don't know. If anyone wants to talk about it, I love it when people want to call and talk about, you know, or, you know, anything. Hey, Kartik, what's up? How are you doing? I see your name pop up on here. How you doing? Thank you for joining. So anyway, I'm sorry for, I get into these comments and then I just bore out. But, so, as a lad, who became fascinated by the likes of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, thanks to the shows, you know, in search of, I've always wanted to see these mythical beasts at the wildest and most terrifying, you know what I mean? Hence, I have a library of books that are just, you know, I pen detailing, you know, the fantastical adventures of the Montauk Monster, Dover Demon, Skunk Apes, which the Skunk Apes, that was a new one for me. Loch Ness Monster, who, you know, have you seen the new videos that they have out of the Loch Ness Monster? Now, that's another thing. I fly drone. I build those racing drones. You know, the FPV fly, you wear the goggles, and I build those, and, you know, they're fast. They're like 120 miles an hour. They're so much fun. If anybody is interested in, I will build you one and send it to you if you want. They're super awesome. I've spent a lot of money in wrecking them and having to, so I decided one day that I would just, you know, figure out how to fix them, which, yeah, it's a good thing I did. But the cameras on those things are amazing. And, I mean, they're amazing. And, well, I do drone work for photography stuff for people, you know, doing houses and flying them through houses for people that they're selling them or if they're remodeling them or whatever. If anybody needs any aerial photography done, hit me up. You know what to, you know where to find me. Usually weekly, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I was almost having Sarah do these with me, but I'm gonna say she doesn't get the. Yeah. If anyone heard that live broadcast, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway. Now this, the Loch Ness Monster. Have you seen the new pictures of the Loch Ness Monster? I mean, man, pretty, and I know that people screw with video, you know, I know, I get it. And people lie about stuff. Lincoln, since we don't cuss on here, do we? Stop it. Lincoln is he's one of. Hey, you Lincoln? Yeah, thank you, Bob. I know it's not. Hey, I never said that this was a fun show. I enjoy doing it. I love everybody. Anyway, you know what? On to the cryptids. Yeah, Loch Ness Monster, and now this one. The Goatman. And this, man, listen, this is not
just a theory
to people. Like, it's not. This is like a lifestyle. This is a real, now take it at face value for, you know, which is why I do this show. But if you're not familiar with the Goatman, when I was searching for a new cryptid to exploit or whatever, or explore whatever, I reached out to my mega hellions and patrons and on my other channel to make suggestions. And I was looking for a creature that had a little to no fiction written about it, but when someone brought up the Goatman, tiny bells went off in my head. I recalled my daughter's loving an episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved, where the host Shane and Ryan go down to Denton, Texas, and find evidence of the local legend. Well, I was hooked by it, and I knew about the. I've never heard about the Goatman, but I didn't realize the cryptid is not confined to just one place. There's Goatman legends in Texas, Maryland, Louisiana. I mean, it's like Bigfoot. This is Skunk Apes. I had never heard the reference of Skunk Apes from. It was new for me. It was. Lincoln, have you ever heard of Big? No, that's my little. Yes, he is. Lincoln. Sorry, man. What? That's not funny, Lincoln. You atomic bomb. Because I'm boring. You, Lincoln? Lincoln. What? Oh, no. Are you saying hi to everybody? Oh, he's mad. Anyway. So the Goatman is different, I don't know, names of the same thing, but I don't know. I was hooked, and I didn't know about Goatman, but I heard different names, and there are Goatman legends, like, everywhere. I don't know. But the Goat Man conjures up too many images of Jim Brewer doing the Goat Boy on SNI. But here's what intrigued me the most. When you think of it, the Goat Man, a bipedal half man, half goat living in the woods, looks a hell of a lot like the devil himself, or at least something demonic, you know. Sprinkle and tales of satanic rituals performed in places where the Goat Man has been known to dwell. And you have a pretty spine-chilling, you know, backstory on him. And I've got a cabin in Arkansas. It's on a bunch of acres. And, you know, I used to go out there and stay on my own. And it never bothered me. But, man, with all these new cryptids, I'm like, God damn. If it's not getting Sasquatch, it's getting alienated by, you know. I don't know. Like I said, have you guys watched, like, YouTube and all these different. I know that YouTube is like your visual Wikipedia for life. I mean, anybody can go on there and say whatever. And I hate it when people put, you know, saying that shit is real when clearly it isn't. Just because it's on the internet. I mean, it's on the internet. It's real. It's true. Oh, shit. Oops. I'm about to just say I do because on there, but I try not to. Try not to thing, you know, so that kiddos can listen to it without learning the word fuck. I'm just kidding. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't repeat that, especially to your mothers or fathers or, you know, whoever's, you know what I'm saying. I'm sorry, I've gotten way off. So, now speaking of the backstories, the Goat Man has plenty. He's sometimes said to be the offspring of one of those satanic rituals, you know. I mean, he's got the horn, which, you know, I played in a bunch of, like, metal bands, so, you know, I mean. But others say he was an African-American goat farmer who was hanged by jealous white farmers. He also may be the end product of science project gone awry at a nearby animal lab. Well, that's a little racist. I'm just saying. Like all juicy legends, speculation runs wild and gives us space for our imaginations to soar. And when we're left to fill in the blanks or expound, you know, upon an existing theory, the darkness, it creeps in. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know about you, but I saw that thing in the woods. If I saw it, I would hightail it all the way to Canada and I wouldn't turn back. I've always felt that the Goat Man in America is an extension of, like, a mythological satire. You know what I mean? What's a satire, you ask? Well, here's my favorite definition found in Wikipedia. In Greek mythology, a satire, also known as a A Silenus or Silenos is a male nature spirit with ears and a tail resembling those of a horse, as well as a permanent exaggerated erection. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not even. Yeah, I know. But yeah, okay. Well, I know. I'll never outgrow my adolescence. You know, these beings are also half man, half goat, and have been around for 3,000 years. Now, depending on what channel or whatever you're listening to on, they'll tell you how long we've been around, and that could be about that time. But here's another thing I love about satyrs, thanks to the wiki peeps. Satyrs were characterized by the ribaldry and were unknown as lovers of wine, music, dancing, and women. They were companions, you know, of the god Dionysus and were believed to inhabit remote locals such as woodlands, mountains, and pastures and things like that. Now, it seems like satyrs have a whole lot more fun than our American goat man, which kind of makes me feel sorry for him, honestly. I mean, wouldn't that be frustrating to be out in the woods and not be able to find anything to scare the shit out of? That's what I'm saying. Are these things just out there, like, trying to find? Now, see, that's the idea, is they're trying to find. What happens when they don't find anything to scare? Like, they run up on the dog, and the dog's just like, ruff. I mean, I don't know. Now, see, I say all this, and tonight in bed, there'll probably be some real fucked up nightmarish thing that's going to happen to me, and it's all going to be because of a podcast that I just did. And, you know, I'm just saying, I guess if you're out in the woods, you got to find something to scare. But what I don't feel sorry for are the cultists, who have been known to sacrifice cats to the devil or the goat man or, you know, Linda Blair. Killing cats is not cool, dude. I love cats. Though you never hear someone ask about a book or a horror movie, you know, did they kill the cat? Down in Texas, it's gotten so bad, local pet stores won't even sell cats. I'm just saying. Now, you can't really have a goat man without a bridge, right? It seems. The old Anton Bridge in Texas still stands after well over 100 years at that. Known to residents and cryptid enthusiasts as the Goatman's Bridge. It's kind of like the kids that push, you know what I mean, the car across the, you know, the baby powder on the, you know, the car. And it really what it, you just grab it and never, you know, anyway. But you always got to have the bridge. So known to residents and cryptid enthusiasts as the Goatman's Bridge, it's sort of a gateway between our world and the underworld. And I'm not talking about the mafia, so, you know, save myself on that.
Because you never know.
All one needs to do to call upon the Goatman is to rap on the bridge 3 times and utter its name. And if you're lucky, depending on what you say is lucky, nothing will happen. Now, if you're one of the very unlucky, unless that's what you went out to find, the goat man's piercing eyes will appear out of the darkness. A growling voice compelling you to get off the bridge, my bridge, his bridge, that bridge. And if you're super unlucky, I mean, really, unless that's what you're out to do, the goat man will chase you with those big ass horns and red eyes. Depending on where you are, like I said, Mississippi, Louisiana. Maybe red eyes, maybe bigger horns, maybe even a hoof. But the goat man isn't necessarily a killer, from what I understand. I mean, when I went and ate dinner with him the other night, he kind of explained to me that's what I'm saying, like, do we know him? I mean, but it's, he doesn't seem to be necessarily a killer, but a territorial Satanist type thing. But on the other hand, it can be killers. I mean, isn't that what everyone's initially afraid of? Or actually, I'm not really afraid of anyway. Well, especially if you wander into the ritual, you know what I'm saying, while wearing a cat suit. For my money, you know, devil worshippers are much scarier than a goat man, personally, I think. And that's really how my next theory was born, out of love for the goat man and a fear of, you know, Satanists. But there's a lot more to come as, you know, we walk across the old goat man's bridge and see what we do about the rousting in the modern day unhappy satire out of his lair. But stay tuned. And if you find yourself in the woods at night on a decaying bridge, knock 3 times and tell me what you see, man. Hit me up, because I'm telling you. You know, and I don't think the bridge thing is really, you have to be all that picky on it. Now, I've been known to be wrong, not often, but sometimes. Sometimes I forget it. Not everybody's as perfect as I am. You know what I'm saying? And then it just goes haywire. And clearly, you know, I have to be kidding. My sarcasm, I hope you hear that. Because more of the bigger. But, so I've got to take a short break. Ooh, I'm already 30 minutes. But I don't go anywhere. I will be right back. But don't worry. Actually, I have something. Yeah. Probably better so you don't have to listen to my annoying voice. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
Oh shit, Rose. Lincoln, hang on. I'll write this. Where did that go? Okay.
I'm sorry. Alright, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna leave you something better than my voice, probably. Very, very sorry. I will get on with that story, everybody. Don't forget where we're at. I will continue that. But I was going to get to finish a little bit of the Goat Man. Now, I will continue the story on the Hopkinsville. Story. You believe in aliens, or, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think they're, like I always say, man, just because we can't see, you know, I don't know. If it breaks into other dimensions or whatever, it's not really anything that I don't believe. Be honest with you. Now, where was I? Okay. Now, the Goat Man, it's like, okay, with every other cryptid type of situation, not so much. Come on, man. Come on. You drop. Can't do that. No. I know, you're just mad. Lincoln. Oh, did you do that on purpose, Lincoln? Okay. You know, like Sasquatch, there's a bunch of different names. But the Goat Man of Old Outen Bridge, a tale rooted in Texas, historical racial tensions. Now, earlier I was saying, Lincoln, stop it. Go lay down, okay? I know, unless you want to say hi. Oh, he does want to say hi. Okay, Lincoln, say hi. Oh, that was... Thank you, Ice. Yay, thank you for... I see you back there. All right. In Denton, Texas, which I actually, man, I played a show at this really cool pizza place in Denton, Texas. Man, actually, it's a great place to play. We were on tour, and I was surprised. It's a little college town. Real cool, though. God, really good pizza, though. But we were on tour, and God, I loved it in Texas. But out of the foot of the old Outen Bridge, Sean Treat tells me a ghost story. Now, I get different emails from people about stories, and always, man, you can always call in to tell me if you have any stories, or if you want to email me, you can email me joelshaddy77@gmail.com. And tell any stories you have, or you can call and tell them yourself, you know, however you want to do it. I love getting different stories. But if you like to tell them yourself, man, you are more than welcome. Definitely. And if you haven't, gone, hit follow and, man, hit like on the show and, check out my crowdfunding page as well. You know, I do this because I love to do it. I'm trying to get this channel really off the ground. It's been, you know, whatever. But I love doing these shows. Anyway, hit follow if you haven't. And hit like if you can. It helps the channel a million. And it helps me know that you guys are out there listening. Half the time, I pretty much know I'm probably talking to myself. But I love seeing all you guys and hearing from all you guys. So definitely hit me up. As I said, I love to hear from everybody. Now moving on to the Goat Man. It revolves around a man named Oscar Washburn. Now,
this might be new,
but I don't know.
He was a successful goat farmer. Boy, if that doesn't start it off. Okay, Lincoln, that ball has got slobber all over it, and stop. Now, hearing that he's a successful goat farmer explains treat. I mean, he was known for quality meats and cheeses and milk, but also purses and waistcoats and things like that. Treat is a former professor at the University of North Texas, a local historian, and a ghost tour guide in Denton. Now, okay, is it all, but, excuse me. He tells me that according to legend, Washburn supposedly lived right off the old Alton Bridge in the late 1930s, during a time when the Iron Bridge truss bridges served as a key connection point in rural North Texas. The main passage to Dallas came through here, but, says Treat, there's a big bunch of nothing between here and downtown Denton Square. Wow, it's weird that But this was darkness, my man. First built in 1884, the old Alton Bridge is the oldest of its kind in Denton County. Something that helped earn its spot on the National Register of Historic Places in 1988. The legend has it that the historic bridge was so important to Washburn's business model, the goat farmer put up a sign to help customers find him. When you come across, explains Treat, you would see a sign that says, "This way to the Goat Man." Wow. Now, okay. You know, there's times where you just, you know, someone's asking for it, you can't feel sorry for him. This is one of those examples. Okay. Now Oscar Washburn was a successful farmer building a life for himself in Denton, but he was also a black man, something that caught the attention of the wrong white folks in town. They couldn't believe the audacity for the African-American entrepreneur to be hanging his pseudonym right on the bridge, Treats tells me. And so that's why prompted them to come engage in the killing to make an example of him. Wow. That's fucked up. You know, that's not okay. It's been said that one night, the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan marched out to Washburn's home, kidnapped him, and lynched him over the side of the old Alton Bridge. Fucking asshole. I hate racism. I'm just saying. It's like if anyone knows me, I don't understand racism, and I don't want to understand. Anyway, it's ridiculous. I just can't believe that people are that. stupid to think. Okay, anyway. When the Klan members made their way down to the creek under the bridge, it took all their work. Washburn's body was gone. Figuring that he had somehow managed to escape, the outraged mob made its way over to Washburn's farm and burned his home down to his wife and children inside. The lore says that, as revenge, Washburn haunts the old Alton Bridge as a half-goat, half-man creature kidnapping those foolish enough to summon him with three knocks on the farmer's bridge, or the bridge's frame. God, I'm dumb today. You know? Sometimes my intelligence just blows my mind. I'm telling you. Not in a good way. Now, there are old-timers who told me that he doesn't take everybody. Oh, he never does, Treat explains. Who he does take usually have the blood of the Ku Klux Klansmen in them. Oh, well, good. Take them all. The Goatman of Old Alton Bridge is a revenge story, sounds like. One in which the children pay for the sins of their fathers. And ignorance of your past is no protection from its everlasting consequences, Treat tells me. We have unatoned debts. Well, lynching in the Lone Star State is something that, you know, there's little evidence to verify the existence of a black farmer named Oscar Washburn in the 1930s and Denton. But when it comes to lynching, the truth is often more terrifying than fiction. That I agree. Lynchings were attended by thousands of people, explains Dr. Carlos Hill. Hill teaches history and black studies at the University of Oklahoma and is the author of Beyond the Rope, The Impact of Lynching on Black Culture and Memory, a book analyzing the dynamics of extrajudicial killings in the 20th century. He points to the lynching of Jesse Washington in Waco, Texas, as one of the most spectacular lynchings in American history. Spectacular, I assume, means were horribly bad. In 1916, the body of Lucy Fryer, a white woman, was found dead on her property. Her skull had been crushed, and almost immediately, law enforcement zeroed its suspicion on Washington, a 17-year-old laborer who worked for Fryer and her husband. Arresting officers claimed to have found Washington with blood on his clothes, and after he was detained, Washington supposedly told Waco law enforcement where to find a bloodied hammer used for Fryer's murder. Washington's proximity to the scene of the crime, his allegedly bloody clothes, and the discovery of a hammer in the area Washington described was enough evidence to take a confession. Jesse Washington was mentally disabled and illiterate, so he signed in confession with an X. Within a week of his admission of guilt, a trial was held. After closing arguments, the jury deliberated, and four minutes before finding Washington was guilty. Almost immediately after the verdict was delivered, Washington was pulled out of the courtroom by a mob that ripped off his clothes, wrapped a chain around his neck, and dragged him out to the Waco town square. Then they set him on fire, and they hoisted him up on a tree. Man, there were estimated 10,000 Jesus people as spectators at the Waco, Texas lynching in 1916. Hill said that gives you a sense of not only how popular and how common lynchings have become, but also how accepted they had become. Some of Jesse Washington's charred remains were eventually kept or sold as souvenirs. God. Something that exemplifies lynching as a cultural phenomenon. The individuals who participated in lynchings did not have to fear accountability, even though they were breaking state and local laws in terms of taking someone's life. Hills explains nothing ever happened to those individuals. However, from the period of 1882 to 1968, Tuskegee University documents, 4,743 to be exact, lynchings in the United States, 3,446 African Americans, and 1,297 white Americans. Figuring out how many lynchings have taken place in Texas is an imprecise exercise for historians. The problem with documenting lynching is that the most of documentation comes from the white community. So that explains Dr. Jeff Littleton that pretty much himself. A lot of documentation is to explain what happened, but also to defend, in most cases, the white mobs that participated in the violence. Little John is a professor at history of Sam Houston State University who studies racial discrimination and violence and civil rights activism. He had a team of researchers run Lynching in Texas, a website that documents the victims of lynching in the Lone Star State between 1882 and 1942. They've counted over 700 so far. Lynchings happened constantly in the 19th and early 20th century, Little John said. They were included in newspapers as if they were everyday affairs. It would be very hard for us today to get in the mindset that these were things that were regular occurrences. Lynchings were acts of vigilantism, God, I'm stupid, carried out against people who allegedly committed crimes like rape and murder. But the extrajudicial nature of mob violence often made justice impossible to serve. Fine. But that's what's so horrific about lynching. It was a total violation of laws. So, getting on all that, the cult of the goat man, out on the bridge, Treat and I were joined by local goat man enthusiast, Ollie Asser. Hey, I'm not laughing. It's, I was thinking the same thing, Lincoln. It's okay. He lumbers his way through the white gravel trail leading up the bridge in brown fur pants, a pair of stilts that make him 7 feet tall, and a custom goat skull. I just made this mask in a couple of days, he explains. Asser. Lincoln, stop it for a minute. You've got this thing in your fucking mouth. Let go of it. Lincoln, I'm sorry, everybody. Lincoln, you have this in your mouth. You have to let it go. Thank you. I apologize. Everybody, deeply. There, back there. All right. That didn't sound good. Okay. Now, Asser was born and raised in Denton, is active in the city's nightlife scene, and is an enthusiast for Goatman. In addition to running a Facebook page dedicated to the Goatman for the past decade, Asser will occasionally dress up in the North Texas cryptid and scare his fellow. Okay. The last time I was here at night, Asser tells me, I had one guy pull a knife on me. Well, go figure. Growing up in Denton, the story of Goatman has always was always familiar to Asser. The older he got, the more his interest grew, something that's a feature-length film he written about the Goatman. He plans to release it sometime in the 2030s. Wow. Well, good. Assers has worked closely to the Dr. Treat to marry the legend. The story of Oscar Washburn and a haunted bridge with the historical reality black Texans face in the Jim Crow era. Actually, he gave me a lot of really good ideas of what the Klan would have looked like in Denton and who would have been a part of it, he explains. We're going to make the Klan's members police officers and people who were part of the city who wanted the Washburn. Okay, gone. Well, Asser is a fan of theaters and spooky tales, but he also views his dedication to the Goatman lore as somebody carrying on important but uncomfortable parts of local tradition in Texas and North Texas.
Mm.
Okay. Maybe, I mean, would it be? I'm sorry, hang on, I'm talking to myself. Anyway. So, man, I mean, that's... Over the years, the Goatman has become a popular figure amongst occultists, horror fans, and local historians. Teenagers scare their friends out of the age-old Alton Bridge paranormal investigations. They give tours and BuzzFeed videos on the subject, and it has more than 23 million views over the past 5 years. Wow. There's hardly evidence to suggest that Oscar Washburn ever existed, and even less to confirm that the old Alton Bridge is even haunted. But, for better or worse, the Goatman has become part of the Denton's cultural history. People come here from all over the U.S. to visit the bridge, trying to conjure up Goatman. So if you're ever in the Denton area, let's just say this. Go by the bridge and knock three times and call for Goatman. I mean, you know, people that are asking for things, I'm just saying, sometimes be careful what you wish for, man. That's all I'm saying. Because you never know what you really might get. I'm just saying. Everybody, I hope you had a wonderful time. If you have anything that you want to hear about, email me. Tomorrow's going to be an awesome show. I've got some people coming on that actually have some cool stories about different alien abductions. And have you guys ever heard of the Wendigo? What is this other? Oh, man. You're going to have to tune in tomorrow because, man, it's going to be cool. Everybody, thank you for joining. You guys, please be safe out there. Have a good evening. And no avail, another show prevails. I appreciate you guys a million. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon.